Silencer by Andy McNab. This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Jaco, Costa Rica. 29th of November 1993, 0737 hours. The Nazi eagle and swastika were still stamped under the Mauser bolt housing. Its sniper sights looked like a pointy fence post. Most novices aimed where a thin horizontal line crossed it, about two-thirds of the way up. But that was only there so you could check for canting, weapon tilting. The correct aim was right at the pinnacle. I squinted into the very basic, x4 magnification, Second World War Zeiss optic. The target building in the valley below us was a blur. Torrential rain stung my face and battered the lens. The wipe I gave it with my thumb only made things worse.
One shot, one kill. Still sure you can do it, hombre?
I nodded a yes to the black-and-white Western piss-take he'd been dishing out since we'd first met. But in fact, you know what? I wasn't sure. I was soaked to the skin, covered with mud and leaf litter, and bitten to fuck by every insect in Central America that could fly, crawl, or sit and wait for you to put your ass down alongside it. Worse still, I felt jumpy. This was my first job for the Secret Intelligence Service. It might have been the same shit, different boss, but my whole future with them could hang on this one shot.